Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to verse 19. Now, in his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back, praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give a praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for your word. Oh God, thank you for your message to us. Lord, help me to deliver your message and let be everything clear, O God. Let your message bring you glory and honor. Let the message bring help, healing, grace, and hope to your people, O God. I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to work mightily in the middle of us as we hear your word, O God. Take the message, O God, and bring it, O Lord, to the people who are waiting to hear you, O God, to hear your word. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Master. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message is Gratefulness and Faithfulness Rewarded by the Lord. Now, we find here that the Lord had met 10 leprous people. Where he met them? Let us read where he met them. Now, on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. The geographic arrangement of Jerusalem, Samaria, and Galilee, that Jerusalem is in the middle, Samaria is north to it, and north to Samaria is Galilee. The people, the Jewish, when they were traveling from Jerusalem to Galilee or from Galilee to Jerusalem, they will not pass through Samaria because Samaria are mixed people, those who are living their life away from God. So the one who travels, he will not pass through Samaria. He will make a curve. If he go from Jerusalem, he will make a curve around Samaria to reach Galilee. And if he go from Galilee to Jerusalem, he will make a curve walk around Samaria to reach Jerusalem. The Lord, sometime he was passing through Samaria, but here what is written, the Lord traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. What is the purpose for him here? Because he want to meet the 10 leprous people. Who are the leprous and what is the leprous? The leprous people, those who have skin disease in the Old Testament, those who have discharge or unclean skin, infectious disease, sores, and we can read these things in the book of Leviticus. Those people, they consider them as unclean people, and the management of them is they will not allow them to stay among the people. They will put them outside the cities. They will put them away from the people inhabitant. They live in isolation. They cannot go to people. People cannot go to them. They cannot shake hands. They cannot intermingle with the people because the skin condition is infectious and they are contagious people. So the people avoid them and people isolate them and separate them and put them outside the city. To those people, the Lord came to them and visited them. He went there to help them. The lepers would not be able to enter the cities or the towns. Every now and then, the priests will go outside to check them. If they are cleansed, there are certain procedures they will do, then they will allow them to enter inside and live with the people. But if they are not yet clean, they will leave them outside the city. They were in disgrace. Leprosy is a disgraceful condition at that time. And they were separated. Those who are lepers, they put them outside and they are separated. And no one will care for them. To those people, the Lord Himself went to them and helped them. He went to them to heal them and to restore them and to make them recover and to live a normal life. The first part of the message, we can learn here that whatever condition you are, the society may consider you as a disgraceful person, but God has care and God has a plan, and God is a loving God who has a good plan for you. He is coming to you. He is approaching you to help you and to restore you. At that time, leprosy was a disgraceful condition. Actually, they consider it as a sinful condition. In new times, there are certain disgraceful conditions. Each and every society have a certain disgraceful condition. To those conditions that we may pass through, the people around us may discredit us, may isolate us, may dishonor us, but the Lord is coming to us to help us. Certain societies, the one who is poor is something disgraceful. To certain society, the woman who is unmarried, it is something disgraceful. Certain society, that the parents who have children unmarried, is something disgraceful. But that is not disgraceful things according to the Word of God. Certain society, that if you are sick or you are having some crippled disease or you have some congenital anomaly, you are disqualified and you are in a disgraceful condition. In certain society, a woman who has no children or have not yet married, she is in a disgraceful condition. In certain society, to be a woman is something disgraceful. But here today, the Lord is coming to us. He's coming to you. Wherever you are, as you hear the message, God is coming to you. Maybe you are outside, at the border, at the disqualified position of the society, as a discredited place in the society, in the eyes of the people, but you have a great place in the heart of God, in the eyes of God, and in the plan of God. God is coming to you to help you and to support you, and to restore you and to make you recover what the life and world have taken away from you. And what the devil had ruined in your life, God today is coming to restore you. What the lepers did when they saw the Lord, they stood at a distance because it is not allowed to touch anyone because they are unclean. And in verse 13 say, and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. They cried to God. You cry to the Lord, crying to God, kneeling down and crying, Lord, have pity on me. Lord, have mercy on me. God will respond and God will listen to the cry of His people. The Lord hear, He listen to their cry. You cry out to God. Praying is good. Kneeling down is good. You also try crying out to God, so that God will change your situation. He will restore you. As those lepers, 10 lepers, they cry out to God, Master, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. He is the Lord. He is the Master. He is the Savior. Cry out to Him. He is the Creator. He is coming to you. Wherever you are now, in whichever corner or isolated place, maybe you need a help, you need a hand. You are in a far distance. You are in a secluded place. You are in a place that you need the help and no one is there, but the Lord here beside you, you can cry out to Him, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. When He saw them, the Lord saw them, He had mercy on them. He said, go show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. As we had mentioned at that time, that only the priest is allowed to give permission to them to come and live inside the city or the town when they are clean. So the Lord told them, go show yourself to the priest. While they were going on, as they went, they were clean. God did the miracle. Sometimes we cry out to God. We are not aware that God can do it. Certain times we are not believing that God can do the miracle. But as we cry, as they cry, as you cry, God may do something. Even the impossible. What are the impossible things now in your mind that you think it cannot be done? Even the impossible things that you cannot imagine that it will happen, God can do it for you. Cry out to the Lord and you see the work of God and the miracle of God and the power of God in your life. 10 of them, they got healed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was a Samaritan. Out of the 10, only one person, he came back to the Lord. The Lord was a little bit astonished, a little bit upset, and he said, we're not all 10 cleansed. Where are the other 9? The Lord is asking, where are the other 9? Maybe you who hear the message is among the 9 who did not come to the Lord. If the Lord had helped you, if the Lord had supported you, if the Lord had restored you, if the Lord had cleansed you, if the Lord had blessed you, if the Lord had answered your prayer, if the Lord had healed you, if the Lord had delivered you, then God voice to you that you need to come back to Him. You need to come back to Him. How we can describe the action of the one man who came back in comparison to the 9 who did not come? We may say, this man is grateful to God. Then the other 9 are ungrateful. We need to be grateful to the Lord, what He did to us. We may say that this man, as you saw, he was clean. He recognized the source of the blessing. He did not go to the priest, but he went back to the Lord. So this man, he recognized the source of blessing. The other 9, they did not recognize the source of blessing. We may say that this man, he feared God. Then we are saying that the other 9, they don't fear God. What the Holy Spirit is saying, if you are unfaithful to the Lord, these are the things that we are telling about the 9, it is applied to you. So God wants you not to be among the 9, but God wants you to be like the one who came back to Him. We may say that this man, he feared God, so that the other 9, they don't fear God. We may say that this man is obedient, then we are saying that the other 9 are disobedient. We may say that this man is faithful to God, then what we are saying that the other 9 men lepers, they are unfaithful to the Lord. These are the character and the criteria that the person who came back to the Lord, these are the good things, and God wants to see these things in your life. God wants to see these good things to appear in your life. But then, we may say that, what are the things that this man get more than the other 9? 10 of them, they get healing. 10 of them, they get job. 10 of them, they cry out to God and they get family. 10 of them, they pray and they get children. 10 of them, they pray and they get increased in salary. What the one man who came back to the Lord, he gets things more than them. Because we need to see what this man had received from the Lord. The other 9, they did not receive. Because there must be a difference. There must be approval. Even Apostle Paul, he said, there must be among you a difference, and there must be among you people who will be approved. What are the things that this man received, the other 9 men did not receive? We may say he get healed, the other 9 also get healed. We may say that he get a job, the other 9 he get job. We may say that this man he get increased in salary, the other 9 they get increased in salary. So, there is no difference. So you may ask, why you ask me to have all these criteria where 10 of them they get the same? Let us read the scripture. This man had received from the Lord when he came back something that the other 9 did not receive. Let us read. Think about it. What this man received over or more than the other 9 had received. Of course, sure, the Lord will reward those who are faithful. The Lord will reward those who are grateful, those who are thankful, those who fear Him, those who obey Him. Those who put Him first, the Lord will reward. The Lord will honor them. Those who honor, the Lord will honor. Those who disdain God, dishonor God, God will disdain. Those who acknowledge Jesus, the Lord will acknowledge Him. Those who disacknowledge, the Lord will disacknowledge them. So, this man should be rewarded by the Lord. Verse 19, when the Lord was exclaiming and he is asking, as we have read, were not all 10 increased? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? Then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. The Lord told him, these are the things. The Lord blessed him with the following. Rise. Rise and shine. God had approved him. God had anointed him. God had given him authority. God's approval is upon this man. And when we are grateful and faithful to the Lord, God's approval is on us. God's favor is on us. God's salvation is for us. This man, he get approval by the Lord. He said to him, rise. Rise, it means the other 9, they are downcast. They get the blessing, but they did not get the Lord's approval. This man, he get the blessing and the healing, and he got God approval. He got and he received the salvation of the Lord, because his faith was accompanied by deed. His faith was not dead. Their faith was dead. Faith without deed is dead. The other 9, when they got healed, they went to the priest. They went back to the old tradition. They went back to the old traditional belief and faith and church. They went back to the old human and religious practices. That is not to bring salvation. But this man, he recognized and he went back to the Lord. And the Lord told him, rise. God approved him. He's a Christ disciple. He got the salvation. He will be taken by the Lord when he will come. When you are faithful to God, the Lord, when he will come, he will not take the Christian crowd who are not committed. He will take the true follower and the disciple of the Lord who follow him and walk in his ways. The Lord told him, rise. And we explain what is the meaning of rise. And the second thing he told him, rise and go. Go. God is sending him into a mission. God is anointing him. God is backing him up. And the Lord say, go and make disciples of all nations. And baptize him in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. and teach him to obey everything I have commanded you, and I will be with you to the very end of the age. The Lord said, go and preach the gospel. Whoever believes and baptized will be saved, and whoever does not believe, he is condemned. The Lord told him, go. He gave him a mission field, because he is the right person to go and tell the gospel about the Lord, because his life, faith and attitude toward the Lord is a good testimony. He is an effective worker. God had approved him. He told him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Now, when he tell him, your faith has made you well, he received healing. What the meaning of well? The other nine, they receive healing, but they are still unwell. They are not feeling well, because they are disobedient. This person, he received healing, and since he showed obedience and faithfulness and gratefulness, the Lord give him the blessing, give him the well-being, give him the life to the full. This person, even if he had a trial, he is well. The other nine, even they got the blessing from the Lord, they got the material blessing, they get the physical blessings, but because they are disobedient, they will never be well. These are the things that this man had received from the Lord. The other nine did not receive. That's why we should be a grateful people. Many Christians, when they are in trouble, they cry out. But many of them, I know very well, once they get the blessing, no one will see their face anymore. They will get the blessing and they will run away. But they will never be well, because only those who will come back to the Lord will tell them, and His word will be translated into a blessing in their life. He will say to them, your faith has made you well. They get a job, but they are unwell. They got a good salary, but they are unwell. What they ask of the Lord, they receive it, but they are unwell because they are unfaithful. Now all these things, this man who is leprous, he received. And as we explain it, that to encourage us, to encourage you, that you need to be faithful and grateful to the Lord, so that more blessing, additional blessing will be added into your life. Life and life to the full. Eternity. Work out your salvation with a tremble and fear. This man is approved by the Lord. Those men who had received the blessing and went away from the Lord did not come back. And the Lord is asking, where are they? I had to bless them. They must come back. They are not approved by the Lord. Their salvation is questionable. They did not work it out. They are not receiving the fullness of life that the Lord had promised in John 10:10. I have come so that they may have life and have it to the full. What are the difference? What this man who came back had received more than them else? This man, he may face trouble in the coming days or months. He can still stand because he is approved by the Lord and the Lord is with him. The other nine, when they face the next problem, they will collapse. Some people whom the Lord blessed and they went away, I say, just wait for the next problem. They will come back when they will face the next trouble. The next trouble, sure they will collapse. They can't stand because they are not with the Lord. And the Lord will not bless such kind of people, and the Lord will not approve such kind of ungratefulness and unfaithfulness toward Him. Amen. We learned today a good lesson. Faithfulness and gratefulness is rewarded. Now we will ask, what the Lord have seen in the life of that person who came back to Him? What are the things that the Word of God that we have read in this passage tell us, what this one man did, and the Lord have seen that his faith is a true, genuine, sincere faith. Let us read verse 15 and 16, so that we can see clearly what are the things that is needed of us to follow in our life. The Holy Spirit is guiding us, is leading us, is guiding us, and the Word of God instructing us. One of them, when he saw he was healed, the first thing he did, he saw he was healed. When he saw he got the job, when he saw he was healed, when he saw that he get well, when he saw that God had answered his prayer, when he saw that God had delivered him, when he saw that Jesus had helped him, the first thing this man did, he recognized that what he had received had come from the Lord. He appreciated what God had done for him. Many times, God had given you a lot of things, but you don't appreciate it. You are not happy, and you are not testifying that the Lord have done these good things to me. This man, when he saw, the first thing he did, when he saw and recognized what God had given him. The second verb and action that he did, the word of God say, came back. He was moving toward the priest, but when he saw the grace of God in his life, when he saw the miracle of God in his life, he came back. He make a U-turn. That is repentance. He came back toward the Lord. He left his religion. He left his traditional faith. He left the religious and human practices, and he recognized the grace of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So when he saw, the first thing he saw, the second verb, the second action, he came back, he retained that repentance. When he was in his way, they were going to drink, and God had done miracle while in the way, he turned back, he said, no more, I will not go and drink. When he saw that God had blessed him, he said, no more, I will not go with that woman and sleep. He went back, he came back to the Lord, showing repentance from deed that leads to death. Came back. The third action he did, praising God in a loud voice, exclaiming, exalting the name of the Lord. He is telling his testimony to everyone now that the Lord has done great things for him. The fourth thing he did, in verse 16, he threw himself at Jesus' feet. When you see a man standing and there's a man at his feet, what you describe the man who is at the feet? You only think that come to the mind that he is a slave, and the man who is standing is the master. What this man had shown to the Lord, and his action and deeds show that, Lord, you are my master, and I am your servant. When God is blessing you, when God had helped you, when God had delivered you miraculously from the disgraceful condition that you were in the past, God today wants you to be his servant, to come back to him, to repent, to turn away from sin, and to kneel down at his feet and promise him to serve him, to commit your life to him, to serve him. This man, he came and he surrendered everything to God. When he kneeled down, it means, Lord, I surrender myself to you. When he kneeled down, it means, Lord, I humble myself to you. When he kneeled down, it means, Lord, I am your servant. I am going to serve you from this day on. And the last thing he did, as the scripture tells us, and thank him. He gave thanks to the Lord. He lived with a gratefulness, with heart full of gratitude toward the Lord. This man, the Lord say, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. The Lord sent him in a mission. He's God's servant. Because he will preach the right message to the people. He will teach the people the right things. They don't know what they will teach the people. The Lord had to bless us, and now we are not going to church. The Lord had to bless us, and now we are not serving God. The Lord had to bless us, and now we are not giving our tithes. The Lord had to bless us, and now we are not reading the word of God. That is not what God is expecting from you. Repent and turn away from your sin and come back to the Lord. Praise Him and throw yourself at His feet. Tell Him, Lord, I will save you. The Lord wants to bless you. The Lord wants to bless you more. The Lord had to bless you before. But still there is another blessing is waiting for you. God is waiting for you to respond in a favorable way so that He will send His further blessing into your life. God wants to approve you. God wants to use as His servant. Come back to Him. As this one man who did what he did, follow his example. Paul said, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Let us, all of us, come to the Lord. The Lord has done to us great things. Let's come in prayer and commit ourselves to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. The man who came back, he's wise. After all, I can say he's a wise man. The other nine, they are unwise. If you are not serving God, if you are away from Him, just let me tell you, you are an unwise man or you are an unwise woman. You have a wrong choice and you will suffer. Be wise. Listen to advice. Accept rebuke. And at the end, you will be wise. Come to the Lord. Be wise. And start to serve Him from this day on. From this day on, be grateful. Be thankful to Him. God wants to add more to your blessing. Your salvation is questionable if you are living without commitment to the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, I give you thanks and I praise you. Thank you for your word. And Lord, I pray right now the conviction of the Holy Spirit upon everyone who hears the message. Lord, let there be repentance right now. The people, they realize what they had given them. They will turn back. They will praise you. They will kneel at your feet and commit their life unto you, to be grateful to you, to serve you, to speak about your goodness and faithfulness. Tell him, Lord, I repent from all my sin. I am coming back to you, Lord. Lord, I am your servant. Use me, O God. I want to serve you, Lord. Lord, I pray right now, everyone who pray from his heart, who show repentance, who is willing to express his faith and to deed that you, Lord, desire to see in their life. Lord, I pray that you approve them, O God, as you had approved this man, and tell them, rise and go. Send them into the mission field, to go forward and to save you, to reach the lost and testify about your goodness and your faithfulness. Lord, bless your word, O God. Protect this message and take it with the power of the Holy Spirit to reach the lost and to revive those who need revival. Let your word bring you glory and accomplish the purpose that you desire from sending it. We thank you and praise you. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.